This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The state's first early childhood coronavirus testing site opened today at the Clayton Early Learning Preschool in Denver. It offers tests to 300 children and their families, as well as teachers. The site is part of a program called COVID Check Colorado that provides testing for communities without consistent access to healthcare. Some local leaders in politics, education, and healthcare say the network of testing could work as a national model. The federal government is sending nearly $3 million to assist victims of the shooting at STEM school Highlands Ranch. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The money comes from the Anti-Terrorism and Emergency Assistance Program. It will help fund counseling for victims of the attack and for the wider school population. It will also support mental health care for any of the first responders who were traumatized and pay for victim security at court proceedings if necessary. The attack last May killed one student and wounded eight others. One attacker has been sentenced to life with the possibility of parole. The other alleged participant is awaiting trial. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Colorado Department of Labor and Employment says it has fixed the technical difficulties that delayed unemployed workers from getting approved in its system. Department spokesperson Cher Havend says the virtual assistant that certifies claims that people lost their job due to the pandemic was overwhelmed by the number of applicants. She says they have upgraded the system with more capacity.
Since rolling out that fix yesterday morning, we've had about 34,000 individuals certify. We've encountered no issues as we saw Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with regard to individuals having the ability to get in and successfully certify.
State labor officials say 28,000 Coloradans will have retroactive payouts and extra federal unemployment benefits hit their banks as soon as today. Qualifying workers will get an extra $300 per week, but only for the three-week period from July 26th through August 15th. Almost 100,000 Coloradans approved for the money are in the queue waiting to be paid right now. Last month, the Centers for Disease Control published coronavirus testing guidance that left some scientists baffled. Now, the CDC has issued revised guidelines for testing. That story is coming up on All Things Considered. Then, scientists discovered a new human footprint.